Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. He gave his life, what more could he give? Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. Oh, how he loves me and you. Oh, how he loves me and you. He gave his life, what more could he give? Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever, and forevermore. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We bless be the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, for this another day that the Lord God has blessed us, has given unto us. Amen. And we greet you this morning here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ is the Lord. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford. Amen. Rising and shining, giving God praise, glory, and all the honor. We pray that everybody had a lovely, lovely, lovely weekend, and that whatever you did, that Jesus was on your mind. We want to thank all of our first-time listeners for chiming in today. We want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen for stopping by. Please have a seat at the breakfast table. Amen. Glory be to God. Enjoy the meal. And we invite you to please keep on coming back. Keep on coming on, coming on, coming, and coming on back. Amen and amen. We are looking forward to a beautiful day in the Lord, a beautiful week. Amen. Hallelujah. Because everything God did is good. Hallelujah. It is good already. Amen. And we blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. As we have been really focusing in on the men of the Bible, the women of the Bible, beloved, one thing that we see all things common to all men, everybody, la-di-da-di, everybody, except with the exception of Jesus, of course, amen, is that we were all born in sin and all shaven in iniquity. And so we see, beloved, amen, when we examine everybody's lives, amen, to see what we can learn, what we can glean, and how we can grow and be better, we see that they all encountered the same thing. Some of them failed, some of them passed, some of them had to do it a couple times over again, but we saw that one thing in common to all men, amen, hallelujah, the Bible says, in my mother's womb I was shaping in iniquity. Shaping in iniquity is the only way in. And this is why Jesus had to come. Amen. Jesus, amen, was conceived by the Holy Spirit Glory be to God. Because if he was conceived by a natural man, then he would have been born in sin also. And all of this is because of the sin of Adam and Eve in the garden from the very beginning. Very, very beginning. And a lot of people just don't see the catch, the significance of what happened there in the garden. So we just want to, amen, focus just a little bit today. Just want to come to you, amen, with just a thought or two for us to meditate on this day as we begin our week, beloved. Amen. And we thank God that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in his sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. One of the realities of sin is that its effects spread. And after Eve sinned, beloved, she involved her husband Adam in her wrongdoing. Yeah, that's the way it normally works. The husband will draw the wife in, the wife will draw the husband in. Beloved, when we do something wrong, often we try to relieve our guilt by involving someone else. Like toxic waste spilled in a river. Sin swiftly spreads. You think COVID-19 and these other infirmities and afflictions is spreading quickly? Well, sin spreads quicker than that. We must recognize and we must confess our sin to God before you are tempted to pollute those around you. Because if you don't confess it to God, it's just a matter of time. And everybody around you will be affected by the sin that you refuse to confess. So in the beginning, beloved, Satan tried to make Eve think that sin was good. Sin was pleasant and sin was desirable. A knowledge of both good and evil seemed harmless to her. People usually choose wrong things because they have become convinced that those things are good, at least for them. Our sins do not always appear ugly to us. And the most pleasant sins are the hardest to avoid. So, beloved, you must prepare yourself for the attractive temptations that may come your way. Sin knows how to dress. Sin is very attractive. It wears the best perfumes, the best clothes, designer clothes. Sin knows how to get your attention. You cannot always prevent temptation, as we shared with you on last week, beloved. But there is always a way of escape. And we can find that, amen, for you note takers. And we always encourage you to come with paper and pencil. Amen. Glory be to God. And 1 Corinthians, amen, chapter number 10. Amen. And we look down to verse number 13, and it says this. It says, there have no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that ye may be able to bear it. Amen and amen. And so, beloved, we have God's word. We have God's word. It's just a matter of us using God's word. Just because you have something don't mean you use it. See, some of us have clothes in our closet with the tag. The tags are still on the clothes. Just because you have something don't mean you use it. So we must use God's word, and we must also use God's people to help you stand against it. And so when we read about what happened in the garden that first birthed this sin that causes everyone to struggle, everyone, some overcome, some don't overcome, but we all struggle with sin because of our sinful nature. But what was the first thing that Eve did when Satan approached her? She looked. Let's read it. Let's read it in Genesis 3:6. When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasant to the eye and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some, she ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. So what did she do? Glory be to God. We see here that she looked, she took, she ate, she gave. She looked, she took, she ate, she gave. Beloved, the battle is often lost at the first look. Temptation often begins by simply seeing something that you want. Let me ask you a question this morning, beloved. Are you struggling with temptation because you have learned that looking is the first step before sin? What happened with David and Bathsheba? She was taking her bath, and she probably knew he was looking too. But nevertheless, he didn't have to look because he wasn't supposed to have been home anyhow. You will overcome temptation more often if you follow Paul's advice. Beloved, sometimes we just have to run from those things that produce evil thoughts. So what did she do? She looked. Amen. She enticed her husband. Amen. And sin entered into the world. And therefore, beloved, amen, because of that, amen, everybody, the best of men, even those who was taken straight to heaven, glory to even those who walked a perfect life here on planet Earth. And there were some perfect people. Amen. The Bible says that. Amen. The bishop preached that last night, and we want to congratulate our apostle Pamela Williams, amen, on her promotion as apostle and that beautiful service that took place on last night. Amen. Glory be to God. But there are perfect people. Amen. But even that does not mean they're sinless perfect, and that did not mean they do not struggle with sin. So some people think that worldliness only has to do with our external behavior. They think that worldliness is only associated with, the people we associate with, the places we go, the activities that we enjoy. But worldliness affects us internally, beloved. Internally. Somebody write that down this morning, internally. Why? Because it begins in the heart. Worldliness is in the heart. Because you have some people that don't associate with sinners. You have some people, they don't go certain places. I know certain Christians don't go to the movies. You know what I mean? They don't wear this. They don't go here. But look, that don't mean their heart is right. That don't mean their heart is right, glory be to God, because you don't associate with sinners, because you don't go out and eat, because you don't go to the movies, because you don't go to the clubs, because you don't go. That don't mean your heart is right. Glory be to God. It begins in the heart, and it is characterized by three attitudes. And the Bible tells us, beloved, very plainly, the lust of the flesh, preoccupation with gratifying physical desires. That's how Satan, amen, one of the ways Satan came to Eve. The lust of the eyes. He showed her the fruit. He said, yeah, that fruit looks good. See, the lust of the eyes, beloved, the accumulation of things.
bowing to the god of materialism. That looks good. I like to have that. That looks good. He look good. She look good. I look good. Everything look good. See? The lust of the eyes. Oh, you got to be careful what you're looking at. You got to be careful what you're looking at. See? And the pride of life. Some people are obsessed with their status of importance. I'm doctor. I'm the pastor. I'm the minister. I'm the deacon. I'm the apostle. I'm the bishop. I'm the missus. I'm the boss. Oh, you better not call some people. You better not leave their handle off when you call. You ready for a fight? Address a couple people, leave their handle off and see. Oh, we want to thank God for Jesus. Amen. Jesus didn't have no handles. He wasn't Mr. Jesus. He wasn't Reverend Jesus. He wasn't even Brother Jesus. Ah, hallelujah. Just call him Jesus. Hallelujah. Beloved, we will see, amen, that when the serpent tempted Eve, he tempted her in all these areas. He tempted her through the lust of the flesh. He tempted her through the lust of the eyes. And he tempted her through the pride of life. When the devil tempted Jesus in the wilderness, beloved, and you can read about that in the fourth chapter of Matthew. See, these were the three areas of attack. But guess what? I come to wake somebody up this morning. That same devil who tempted the very first person on earth, the very first female, Eve, that same devil who tempted our Lord and Savior. Now, he done tempted the first person. He done tempted God. Let me tell you something. Don't think you are exempt. Because that's the same way, amen, he's coming to tempt you and me through the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, and the lust of the eyes. If he don't have a three ways in. He don't have but three ways. If he can get one, and he prefer to get all three. Now that now, in those situations, them people are in a mess. They're in a mess. They got the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes. And the lust of the eyes cause the lust of the flesh. And then the pride of life. Oh, those folks are messed up. They messed up. But beloved, by contrast, and we find this, there is not one man in the Bible that was not exempt. There was not one woman in the Bible that was exempt. You and I are not exempt. But God gives us a way out. He helps us. Glory be to God. He shows us. Now, if we want to take it or not, that's a whole different story. That's what we are finding out. Some of the men of the Bible took the way out. Some of the women took the way out. Some said, you know what, I'm just going to stay here because I'm good. I'm good. It feels good. Huh? It looks good. It feels good. It smells good. Here we go. Here go those three areas. Here go those three areas appealing to your five senses. Appealing to your five senses. What are the five senses? Amen. Sight. Amen. Taste. Smell, feel, and you know what the other one is, what you hear. And it appeals to our five senses, and we need to be in touch with the sixth sense. Hallelujah. What is that? Faith. Hallelujah. Some failed, some didn't. Beloved, it is possible to give the impression of avoiding worldly pleasures while still harboring worldly desires in your heart. Acting like you ain't interested, but that's why the Bible says even a look on a woman all draped down in her Muslim garb Can't see nothing but her eyeballs. See? See? But you still lust after the woman. See, you're still lusting after her. If it's in your heart, if it's in your heart, even though she's covered up. Now, I know some women kind of loose. They real loose. I saw a couple of them yesterday. I said, my God. I mean, you can see her panty liners, everything. I mean, people don't wear slips no more. I mean, what's going on here? This nasty. This nasty. You want to go up there and do praise and worship? I was tempted to get up and leave at that point. I just stayed to try to do the right thing. You want to sit up there? I mean, I couldn't get into it. You all that anointed with the Holy Ghost ain't going to show you how to dress? You got men in the congregation trying to focus on God and they see your panty liners. I mean, come on. It's nasty. Glory be to God. So, beloved, amen. So, there's a lot of people, and it's possible some of us have been there. Some of us might still be there. We know people that are there. Glory be to God. We act like we're not interested in the worldly pleasures. We act like we're not interested in the lust of the flesh, the pride of. We act like we're not interested. That we pass that. We holy. We this and we that. Glory be to God. And we pray that that's your story. But it is possible, beloved, to still harbor worldly desires in your heart. Not because you're not doing it, don't mean you don't want to do it. Because you're faithful to your spouse don't mean you want to be faithful. Huh? Squeezing up on your boo thinking about somebody else. Come on, tell the truth and shame the devil. Huh? Just because you go to church don't mean you want to go to church. Just because you give don't mean you want to give. It don't mean you want to do it. That's why the Bible says, and then in Isaiah, if ye be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Willing and obedient. Sometimes we're willing, but we're not obedient. And sometimes we're obedient, but we're not willing. You're just doing it because they said do it, but you don't want to do it. You're doing it because your pastor say do it, but you really don't want to do it. You're doing it because, you know, the Lord is, if you know this is what the Lord said, but it ain't in your heart. You're not in agreement with him. Beloved, like Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, our great example, our chief intercessor, we should love sinners. We should spend time with sinners. See? But, beloved, we must adhere to the value of God's kingdom. Jesus ate with sinners. Jesus, I think Jesus partied with the sinners too, y'all. Jesus. Oh, Lord, it is what it is. John the Baptist said, wait a minute, this wine, Jesus, John the Baptist called Jesus a wine bibber. He said, wait a minute, this boy over here, that might hear from him. He over somewhere drinking up some wine. Say, go and ask him if he the wine. Or did I get it twisted? I'm in here in prison. About to get my head cut off. And he over there drinking wine with sinners at the party? That's another subject for another day. My question to you today, beloved, is what values are most important to you? That's a question I am really encouraging you to really, really be truthful about. And just don't answer me. Just answer this between you and God. See? Because God wants to know what is the foremost and utmost importance to you. Guess what? God already knows. So therefore, beloved, the question now becomes, what does God know? When we examine the men of the Bible, what are we finding out when we get to the bottom line after we research their story? We find out what their values were. What did we find out when we went through that whole slew of women in the Bibles? What was the bottom line? What was the bottom line? All right. Some of them committed adultery. Some of them was holy. Some of them was faithful. Some of them was unfaithful. Some of them was liars. Some of them was cheat. What was the bottom line? The bottom line that we found out is what their values were. What was important to them? The question this morning, beloved, the Lord wants us as we begin our week is, what's important to you? What are your values? Do your actions reflect the world's values, or do your actions reflect God's values? Well, we can easily find out how. Let's just take another look as I close in this morning. 1 John 2:15. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Beloved, when the desire for certain possessions and sinful pleasures feel intense, we all been there, done that, some of us still there. We probably don't even think about the fact that these objects of desire will one day pass away. I know when I was involved in my sin, I wasn't concerned about, you know, it passing away. I was just in it for the moment. we don't even think about it. That's why the Bible says this. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Ah, that's why the Bible says in James chapter number 1, verse number 15. Then, after lust has conceived, after the desire has conceived, after you finish the fornication, after you finish the adultery, after you finish the lying, after you finish the disobedience, whatever you did, you ain't had no business doing. After that has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. Ah. Wow. Bah, 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 bah. Ah, sin after it's conceived. Glory be to God. So really, amen, death doesn't come to after the climax. Let's read that again. Let me read it in the NIV to help somebody out. Then after desire has conceived, after conceived, the sperm has already hit the egg. Okay, the wife is pregnant. Not before the intercourse. After the intercourse, after sin is conceived, after you're ready to take a smoke, after. See, because before sin, you had a way to get out of it. God opened the door, but you didn't take the way out. God made a way of escape, but you didn't take the way out. Even if you had to run, you stood, you stayed, and you engaged in whatever it was. See, Eden had to eat the fruit. It's not. It was, the Bible don't say it was an apple. Say it was a fruit. She didn't have to eat it. Adam didn't have to eat it. Matter of fact, if Adam hadn't eaten it, we would have been okay because God gave him the command. People are tempting you to do wrong. No, you didn't do nothing wrong. You might have been tempted to do it, but you didn't do it. You might have been tempted to go, but you didn't go. You might have been tempted to say it, but you didn't say it. It's only after you do it. It says, then after desire has conceived, after you did the thing you shouldn't have done. Now that gives birth to sin. Ah, you're pregnant now. Oh, you're pregnant. It ain't no holy baby either. It ain't no holy baby. The devil about to give birth, God darn it. The devil about to have another cotton-picking baby. It says, and it gives birth to sin. And when sin is full-grown, gives birth to death. Why? Because the wages of sin is death. God darn it. Aren't you tired, saints? Aren't you tired of the same old bamboozlements? Aren't you tired? Glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. So we don't think about the fact that these objects of desire will one day pass away. It may be even more difficult to believe that the person who does the will of God will live forever. Can I get a shout? Can I get a hallelujah? Who's in the hallelujah corner this morning? Heaven and earth will pass away. Hey, my God, my God. Can y'all imagine? We're still trying to wrap our head around it. He who does the will of God. It is not God's will. God, I don't know why God is taking me this way. I want to share one more scripture as I wrap up. Hallelujah. But beloved, God makes it very plain what his will is. He makes it very plain. Hallelujah. For example, hallelujah. We don't have time this morning, amen. Maybe we'll come back. We have a lineup of preachers this week, amen. But we'll come back, amen, hallelujah, and break it down. I'm going to give you a whole list of what the Bible says, hallelujah. But I just want to show you this for you, since this one came here to my mind. In 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, verse number 3, it says this here, for this is the will of God. Now, there's a lot of scriptures in the Bible where it plays. So there's no ambiguity. There's no confusion. You ain't got to guess or scratch your head. You don't have to call around and try to get someone to break it down because the Bible is very plain. This is one of these scriptures, and there's a lot of them like this. It says, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication. Now, my God, how you gonna add something to that? But he's my boyfriend. No. If you engage in sexual intercourse, you is whore. Yeah, but God, no, God says this is the will of God. But, beloved, we do not have a clue when we get back into spiritual warfare, and that invites sexual immorality is what the number one way that Satan gets in into our lives. The number one way. that we invite the demons in, the number one way, amen, they have access, amen, is when a man and a woman come together and they're not under holy matrimony. It's the will of God. Well, you think God's trying to keep something from you? You think God doesn't want you to have pleasure? Sure, he wants you to have pleasure. But he wants you to have it under the ban of holiness. It's a reason. Whenever God is playing like this, it's a reason that God is saying this. Then demons come in and wrap themselves all around your loins, all around your belly, and choke the heck out, choke your breath away. We don't even realize it. The danger. Glory be to God. And this is why God is very plain. This is my will. Do not have sex unless ye are married. And if you're married, stick with your first, stick with your wife, stick with your husband. See, whenever devils are in our lives, they have a legal ground in. They have legal access. How you going to bind the devil, beloved? Amen. Glory be to God. And unless you first bind the strong man. See, glory. How you going to bind the devil when you partaking with him? How you going to bind the devil? You're eating with him, you're sleeping with him, you're partying with him. I mean, come on. God darn it. I'm mad at the devil. I'm mad at the devil, and it's time for God's people, amen, to just stop acting like you don't know. Come on. Cut it. Either your ears or your ain't, your tens or your taint. Glory be to God. But we thank God, amen, that we're going to live forever. Beloved, this was John's conviction based on the facts of Jesus' life, Jesus' death, Jesus' resurrection, Jesus' promises, knowing that the attractions of this evil world, and this world is evil. But guess what, y'all? This is the good note. It's coming to an end. It's going to come to an end. Hallelujah. 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 And when we keep that in mind, that this evil world is coming to an end, beloved, it will help us to deny ourselves the temporary sinful pleasures. Oh, it's pleasurable. Anybody says not pleasurable, that's because they ain't get it right. They ain't get it right. No, it's pleasurable, but it's temporary. It's temporary. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In order to obtain what God has promised for eternity, what are your values? You want the temporary or you want the permanent? I'm in it for the long haul myself. Anybody with me? I know you are. Come on. Come on over on the north side. Amen. Glory be to God. If you don't know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins, we invite you over on the north side. If you've been wishy and washy, amen, playing with sin in and out, amen, hot and cold, amen, we, you know, backsliders. Come on. Confess your sins today. Come on over on the north side. Amen. Come on over on the Lord's side. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God. He will help you. He will lead you. He will guide you. Beloved, this is a process. It's a process of sanctification. But guess what? If you want to be helped, God will help you. Oh, if you want to be helped, he's not going to force you, but if you want to be helped, if you don't want it, look, pray this prayer today. God, give me the will, the want what you want. They want the right thing, Father God. And that's all these men in the Bible had to do, beloved. That's all the women in the Bible had to do. That's what Jesus did. Amen. And that's all that we have to do. That's all we have to do. Amen. Hallelujah. We can't keep making excuses that we're only flesh. God knows we're flesh. That's why Jesus came in the flesh. He already knows. Amen. Glory be to God. And that's why God gave us grace. Amen. Hallelujah. That grace, amen, to help us. Amen. Hallelujah. From not sinning. Hallelujah. This is my last scripture. Amen. For the day. I think I already said last, but for real, it is the last one. Amen. Because I have an appointment this morning, so I have to go. Amen. Glory be to God. But, okay. Write this scripture down. 1 John chapter number 2, verse number 1. It says this: My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. Read the next sentence. It says, and if any man sin. It didn't say when any man sins. It didn't say that. It says, if any man sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Oh, we want to thank God for our advocate. We want to thank God for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We want to thank God for him, making a way out of no way. Amen. Beloved, some of these men died and went to hell. Hallelujah. Some of them, amen, hallelujah, went to heaven. The question is, where are we going? Where are we going? Amen. Glory be to God. What are your values, beloved? What are your values? The Bible says, amen, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. And all these other things shall be added unto you. Love the Lord with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your strength. Amen. Is it really important to you? Or are we just following the crowd? Well, I just want to tell you right now, the crowd is not going where you want to go. Because the Bible already tells us plain that the crowd is going to hell. Broad is the way that leadeth to hell and destruction. Huh? Glory be. Broad is the way. Broad is the way. Hallelujah. And for those of you taking notes, because I know you like to take notes, you can find that in Matthew 7, chapter 13. It says, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the way, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Isn't that something? Then the next verse says, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. The bottom line is, are you going to be in the many, or are you going to be in the few? And it's up to you. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bless you and we say thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. Father God, we thank you for this word piercing our soul today, and your word will never return into you void, that we might judge ourselves, that we will not be judged, and really see what are our values. Maybe we never even thought about it, Father God. What are our values? Are we leaning towards the world, or are we leaning towards your kingdom? Father God, help us. Help us, Father, to continue. Help us to do better. Father God, for those who do not know you in the pardoning of their sins, we ask that you would give them the will to say yes. To say yes. Father, that we may enter in at the straight gate and keep moving. And keep moving with our eyes focused on you, denying, Father, temporary pleasures through the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, and the lust of the eyes. In Jesus' name we thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray. And our soul says amen, 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 amen. We bless the Lord, amen, and thank God for the service today. Amen. We have a nice lineup this week, amen, coming to us, amen, hallelujah. Whew, we got a nice lineup. Pastor Erica's going to be with us. Brother Jordan is going to be with us and his fiance. He's going to be with us. Deacon Hattie is going to be with us, and I think we got somebody else. We got a nice lineup this week, and we're looking forward to them coming. Amen. Glory be to God. As we go forward today, saints, amen, take God with you. Take God with you. Amen. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father, we ask that you would cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow, accidents, incidents, and calamities. Thank you, Father. Bless the prayer warriors as they come, Father, to serve today on the 12 o'clock and the 9 o'clock platform. Anoint them. Help them. Bless them. Use them. Father God, help them to see as you see. Help them to speak, Father God, as you speak. And we say thank you. Thank you for ordering our steps today, anointing us to be as wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove, quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Father God, we dip ourselves 7 times in the blood of Jesus Christ even before we leave our house, even if we don't leave the house today. Father God, because houses are burning up. Fire, the fire is, Father God, that's going on around the world, Father God. We pray for them who have lost everything. And Father God, we pray for your protection over us and our families, that you will protect us from fires, gas explosions, home invasions, COVID-19, monkeypox, and the such like. Help us, Father. Help us. We desire your help, and we thank you for being available to us. Now, Father God, we want to bind every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer, Father God, by the word, by the blood, and by the Spirit. And we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. And Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Everybody have a lovely day. Amen. And Lord's willing, we'll be back tomorrow morning, giving God all the praise, giving God all the glory, and giving God all the honor. Amen. Hallelujah. I think I said it. I don't remember. I say it again. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia signing out. Love you, love you, love you.
Lord, I love you. How I love you. More and more each day. I just want.